Well, everybody wants to talk about the exciting Mavs win from last night, Game 5. They're up 3-2 now in the series, so why don't we take some phone calls? And let's start off with Jerry in Frisco. You're on the ticket. Good morning.
First time, long time.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say anonymously that this Mavs run is overrated.
Okay.
I really wish you guys would talk a little bit more Cowboys and what you think that team ought to do. Sorry, I forgot to put my hand over the phone before I called.
Well, your voice sounds familiar, and we'll talk about the Cowboys when, you know, it's appropriate.
Do you think Dak is going to come back and be real good?
Yeah, but you understand it's NBA playoff season and it's football off season, so that's why we're talking Mavericks.
One of the things that I've noticed is that I think that Jerry ought to keep continuing GMing the hell out of this team and not let Steven take over. And I just wanted y'all's thoughts on that, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're just not talking Cowboys right now, Jerry, but thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. What?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the name is Terry. Terry in Frisco.
Oh, Terry.
Sorry, your call screener got it wrong.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Good morning to you.
Well, have a good day.
Maybe that wasn't who we thought it was.
Yeah, maybe not.
All right, let's try another one here. This is Norman in Saxe. Oh, our old friend. Hi, Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Hey,
that's so weird.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
Listen to it.
Are you guys going to be out at Benbrook sometime later this evening?
No.
For like a remote or something like that? Maybe a quick summer bash?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I love Jake.
We do too.
Great.
Hey, do you think that Bad Radio is going to get back together?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm friends with all the ticket guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Donnie's like pretty much my best friend.
Is he?
Cool.
Uh-huh. Is he still with Norm?
Yep.
You would know that if you were...
Romantically?
I don't think so.
Can't confirm that.
Yeah. Yeah, Naked in Bed is my favorite caller.
Can we help you, Norman?
Yeah.
Do you have a 25 point?
25 years ago.
I think that the Mavericks need to tank this last game in order to move up in next year's draft so that they can take the next Jordan LeBron after the scouts identify him, and that way instead of winning it all this year, they can win it all for the next 10 years. Do you guys think that's a pretty good idea?
Well,
it makes no sense.
The Mavericks need to tank in this game in order to move up in the draft next year so that they can take the next Jordan LeBron and the scouts identify him and way of winning it all the next 10 years?
Yeah, the lottery's already set, and no, if you have a chance to win a playoff series, you take it and you advance.
So you guys are saying that I'm just some sort of fake vegetarian, real incel who hates reproductive freedom and hangs out on the Nextdoor app posting hentai to troll people who report peeping Tom prowlers?
No, we didn't say any of that.
Is that what you just sent a text to your personal cake maker to have it ladled on in cursive atop a three-decker, George?
No.
That I'm just some sort of fake vegetarian, real incel who hates reproductive freedom and hangs out on the Nextdoor app posting hentai to troll people who report peeping Tom prowlers?
No, I don't.
That's what you did, didn't you, Chubb?
I don't have a personal cake maker.
Norman.
Let me tell you something, Dharma Miller.
Huh.
One of these days, somebody's going to knock the wind out of your sails, mister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and someday when you least expect it, when you're walking out to your brand new truck that took a while to come in because of the chip shortage.
Okay.
Or maybe walk into your small SUV that you like, but isn't near as pleasant as your old all-track.
All-road?
Yeah, sorry. Someone just might jump out of the bushes and take a Louisville slugger to your meniscus and scream, "Do you like this gig?" in your face.
Whoa. Norman!
Before removing his clothes and trying to swim away in a local pond near my mom's house. And on that day when you're laid low, Dunham Miller, I'll be there.
Yep.
Oh, I'll be there. And I'll be laughing. I'll be laughing. I may never have told Sari that my genitals were near as on fire as much as one of you two. But I'm still a human being that has feelings.
Right.
Even if he doesn't have Old Blue in a storage unit in Grayford.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's right. I know you, Dunham and Miller. I know you, and I'll be keeping my eye on you. And hey, here's one more little sports note for Terry, the caller right before me.
Uh-huh.
Danny White? Wasn't that great?
Hey! That's it. Get him. Yeah.
That's crossing the line.
He's out.
I thought he liked us.
I did too. He did at the beginning. All right. That's why we don't always take calls. 8:46 on the ticket.